Welcome back to Mountain Money. In February 2018, Story Development, a real estate firm based in Georgia, purchased some Park City assets held by Talisker Corporate Family, which entered foreclosure in 2015. Story bought the 450-member Talisker Club in Empire Pass, 533 housing lots in the Tuahe Golf Course development that's over in Wasatch County, and four Empire Pass sites with development approvals for a combined 75 condominiums. The price of that purchase was not released.
Mark Enderle, a partner with Story Development, spoke to KPCW's Leslie Thatcher at the time and talked about Story's interest in the Park City market and its desire to purchase even more properties to support the Talisker Club members. And sure enough, a few months ago, Story purchased the Coal and Lumber Building, the one at the intersection of Heber Avenue and Main Street, right by the old train depot and next to Main and Sky. Just last month, they opened the new restaurant, Corcheval, in that space.
Mark Enderle joins us now over the phone. Good morning, and thanks for being on KPCW again.
Good morning. It's my pleasure.
We know that Talisker is a private club, but this restaurant, Corcheval, is also open to the public. What can customers expect?
Well, it's part of the downtown experience is the way we kind of think of it. While public access is required, it was always part of our plan that we try to do something that respects the historical component of the Coal and Lumber Building, and at the same time give our members a downtown destination for them to gather together. One of the unique things about Talisker is that it's a bit spread out. We've got the club amenities and community at Tuahe, and we've got all the residential and club amenities on Empire Pass, and that can lead to two different clubs. So this is an opportunity to create a central meeting place and provide some glue for the club members to be together and enjoy their time together. And at the same time, we can really become part of the downtown experience and having the public come in and enjoy it and get to see what Talisker Club is all about as a part of their experience at Corcheval is, in our minds, is a positive for everybody.
You just touched on something that I think would be useful to understand. There are various kinds of developments here in Park City, and some of them have multiple different kinds of amenities. But Talisker in particular has an interesting array of things that it offers. Can you sort of run through, what is within the Talisker Club family?
Yeah, it can be a little overwhelming. I know when we bought the assets, we had looked at Talisker Club for years. Just being in the industry, we knew of it and had followed it for ever since it began. It's unique because it really has that high mountain experience at Bonanza Flats, originally a part of the Talisker assets that were acquired by the city, and which is great. We still have a leasehold up there that allows Talisker Club members to enjoy that experience and spend time both winter and summer up there and enjoy what is one of the nature's great treasures. We have the assets at the Tower Club, it's a ski-in, ski-out amenity right in the middle of Deer Valley that we're currently expanding to improve not only the club amenities, but also to add 14 or 16 condominium units up there for that are actually attached to the club, and will create a very unique residential club experience. Then, of course, we've got Tuahe with the Mark O'Meara signature golf course that has all the amenities that are generally thought of for golf club communities. We're in the process of adding a couple of amenities right now. We're opening a new kids pool and a community park that'll include ice skating and summer activities and a real gathering place for the whole community. So that community Tuahe will continue to expand with a family gathering area for families to enjoy games and casual dining and stuff like that, as well as an adventure park. So we're adding things to Touhé as we speak. So at the end of the day, I think Talisker will offer probably the widest and most interesting array of amenities that, you know, any club in the Park City market has, and frankly, as nice as anything in the market generally nationwide.
Let's focus on Touhé real quick. So,
okay.
533 houses there right now, or housing lots available, and how many are purchased and built versus how many more to go?
No, the 533 is the number that's the ultimate build out.
Okay.
Today, and I'm going to get this wrong. So give or take, there's 100 homes out there.
Okay.
We've got another 15 or 20 that are in process of being in the design review process and being constructed. The activity has picked up, obviously, over the last 18, 24 months. Prior to that, I mean, it had spent 10 years in you know, kind of this unknown stasis that really people were just shying away from it, understandably. So we've spent our time trying to reassure the market, reassure our members, reassure our residents that vision for Touhé and, frankly, for Talisker is going to be delivered over the next, you know, it could take 5, 6, 7 years to do all of this. But it's an exciting time. It's an exciting market. I mean, we love Park City. It's probably one of the, you know, if we had to pick generally the winter summer resort market, top one or two in our mind. So we're excited to be there.
Well, we agree. It's at the top. So ultimately, you could have up to 533. Right now, 100, 15, 20 in process. How many more ideally? Do you want to do full build-out? Is that your goal? Or are you thinking we might not do a full 533 out at Touhé?
You know, the market that will drive that. Hmm. And we will certainly, it is certainly not in our pro forma to maximize, to do everything that's allowed in the development agreement. We have some number less than that. And as we go through it, I think we'll find that there's an ideal number that creates the right compaction in the amenities and it maximizes enjoyment and at the same time makes good business sense for us. So I would almost never have we built every last unit that we were permitted to build. So I wouldn't expect that we'll do that here.
Well, let's talk a little bit about how it works with Talisker. So you purchase a lot, build a house in Touhé, or purchase a condo at Empire Pass at your property up there, and then am I automatically a member of the Talisker Club?
You're required to join the Talisker Club.
Okay.
It's part of, we factor the membership fee into the price of the real estate, and that membership fee is paid at the time you close on your property. You get that fee back when you sell your property and somebody takes your place to get into the club. So it's not a fee in reality, it's a deposit. And at that point you start paying dues and enjoying the facilities. I think the premise behind that is that everybody that owns real estate at in one of the Talisker Club communities enjoys the benefit of the amenities. Whether they're playing golf or skiing or doing whatever it is, the overall value of the real estate is enhanced by this amenity base. And so the only way to support the operation of that amenity base long term is for everybody to contribute to the operation and maintenance of those facilities. At the end, when we're all done, when we're sold out, we're going to turn this club over to the members, and they're going to operate it. And it's one of our, it's really a responsibility of ours to be sure that when we turn it over, it's a financially sound, efficient operation that they can enjoy going forward without some of the horror stories that you've heard about other private clubs where all of a sudden dues double and there's assessments and things like that. We really try hard to avoid that.
And that's a pretty important value because, as you say, the landscape is littered with sort of disasters that have happened when developers have left club developments. I think most of us are familiar with the Touhey Golf Course, or at least we're aware of it, and the Tower Club, which, you know, you ski past when you're going to that lift in Deer Valley. You mentioned earlier facilities in Bonanza Flats, and I'm not sure what those are and what kind of amenity that is. Can you explain that for us a little bit?
Yeah, when the bank sold the Bonanza Flats property to the city, Talisker Club reserved a 6-acre site up there that allows us to do tubing and to have picnics and dinners and things like that up in Bonanza Flats. So it was part of the transaction when the land was sold to the city. And so we obviously have restrictions that go along with that, as far as it doesn't allow us to do things that anybody else wouldn't be allowed to do, vis-a-vis snowmobiles, all of those kinds of things. We can't do anything different than the public can do, except that we have the ability to have events up there that are consistent with the vision for the Bonanza Flats going forward.
Well, let's go back to the new space, Courchevel, the new restaurant, but it also has a level. The main level is for the public in the restaurant, but then below you have a space for members only. And what does that allow them?
Well, I think that's what we were discussing a little earlier. That's really a place for members to gather and interact with both the folks in Empire Pass and the folks from Touhey. And so they can come in the summertime. It's a base camp for going downtown to go to dinner, to go shopping, to enjoy the various activities that are going on. So they can come in, put their bags down, have a place to land before and after they enjoy downtown Park City. In the wintertime, we'll have a ski valet, and as probably most everybody's aware, at Deer Valley there's no snowboarding, so we've created a place where our members and their guests can come, bring their snowboard, get on the shuttle, go to the Park City Mountain, go snowboarding, come back, a pre-ski at Courchevel. So we're trying to just expand the offering for the members of Talisker.
So are you envisioning that they might even just be walking down to the town lift?
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, short little jaunt that way. And I heard yesterday when I popped into the restaurant that you have Franck from Franck's Restaurant working there now.
Yeah, Clement is the head of our food and beverage operation Talisker wide, and he does a fabulous job at Franck's there. I mean, I was there a couple weeks ago, but the desserts were coming out, and I was taking Franck's name in vain, as I enjoyed every single one of them. But the food offering at Talisker Club in general is extraordinary. I mean, these are very talented guys, and their commitment has been unbelievable since we bought the property or the club, and they continue to deliver on the promises we're trying to make. I think the really cool thing is that we're willing to do these things that the previous developer wasn't willing to do, and the staff is just responding to that.
I have a follow-up question with Bonanza Flat. We know Story Development was at one point interested in purchasing all of Bonanza Flat, and I think as you termed it with Leslie when you talked to her a year and a half ago, you said, yeah, we didn't win that beauty pageant, and it ended up that Bonanza Flat's going to be used by everybody, which you agreed was a good thing. If you can help us just understand from a developer's mindset, when we look at our open spaces and what we want to preserve as pristine for outdoor recreation, at the same time, a developer looks at it and thinks that's a primo spot for a high-end luxury development. How do you decide where to look, and how do you balance, public good versus private interests when you look at a space?
Well, and probably every site is different. Every time you go look at one of these unique destinations, you have to take into account what those unique characteristics are, and how you balance between creating a private community for the the residents of that community versus how the public enjoyment might be a better use of the land. But if you looked at just Bonanza Flats, at Bonanza Flats there was a way to have taken a portion of Bonanza Flats and turned it into a beautiful community for a couple hundred people to enjoy, and at the same time engage the balance of the property for the public to enjoy, and both of them could have coexisted amicably and even probably improved the experience for everybody, just because of the capital that's available to do something when there's private enterprise involved. And so it's a balancing act. The city did the right thing, I think, by acquiring Bonanza Flats and securing its future at the time because that private enterprise was very much in question. So the city said, look, I'm not going to let the normal course of action or course of this bankruptcy proceeding potentially damage this natural beauty, so we're going to step in and take over. It was the right decision. But in general, if we were looking at a piece of property like Bonanza Flats and we said, hey, look, we could take 200 acres, create this cool destination in the middle of this beautiful piece of property for people to enjoy, and take the other 1,800 acres and turn it into public space for everybody to enjoy. That's a reasonable business approach and something that would be beneficial to both.
Before we wrap up, let me just ask, what's next for Story Development, both here in Park City, if anything, and also in your other developments around the country?
Well, we own a project in Nashville, Tennessee, called The Grove, which is a 1,000-acre golf course community, about half or two-thirds of the way complete. Obviously, Nashville is a unbelievable city who's enjoying a great deal of national popularity, and it's a wonderful spot to be a real estate developer, and it's also a great city. That's where I live full time. And then we also have a project in that we do under a different partnership name that's in Fredericksburg, Texas, which is the hill country of Texas right between San Antonio and Austin. And it's a 2,000-acre project with a Hal Sutton golf course and much the same amenities that we're creating at Talisker Club. So we've got our hands full. That's a pretty good enough to say grace over. But we're always looking for an opportunity to find good projects and good communities and good locations. You know, trying to find something that's a place that's as nice as Park City to do business, it's a pretty high bar.
Mark Ederle, CEO of Story Development and the developer of Talisker Club, thank you so much for your time this morning on KPCW.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for having us.